Welcome to episode 8 of the Asia Business Investor Podcast. Today's guest is based in Mukalla City, Yemen. Ahmed Baharon is the CEO of two companies in Yemen. First is E-commerce Yemen. This company specializes in developing e-commerce presence for a number of local entities in Yemen, especially local government for the Hadramaut province in Yemen. And it has also won more than 4 Pan-Arab Web Awards for much of its work in Yemen. The second company Ahmed owns is Knight Camel Trading, and that's a trading services company. It does purchasing, consultations, representation of foreign companies in Yemen and East Africa. And it's launching its own brand of engine oil to be marketed in Yemen proper. I think you'll find this podcast quite interesting. Just to provide you a bit more background, Yemen is an Arab country located on the Arabian Peninsula in Southwest Asia. So to the north, it has Saudi Arabia as its neighbor. To the east, it borders on Oman. To the south, it faces the Gulf of Aden and the Arabian Sea. And also, if you go a bit further south, you can actually reach the Somalian coast. I hope that provides a bit more of a geographical reference point for those people who are not so clear about where Yemen is located. But I think you'll find this podcast quite interesting. Hello, Ahmed. Thanks for joining us in the Asia Business Investor Podcast.
Hi, Nicholas. Thanks for having me.
Could you start by telling us about your various businesses?
Yes. Well, I run two companies, actually. The first is E-commerce Yemen Corporation Limited, which is obviously a web design and programming entity. This company is a part of an international group called the E-commerce Group. Mm-hmm. It's stationed in 4 countries. It actually headquartered in Saudi Arabia. And it has offices in London, Kuala Lumpur, and Cairo. And also, we opened lately here in Yemen. The reason to choose Yemen to open the last office was because of an idea that we had previously executed in Saudi Arabia. The idea was simply a new form of e-government, which aims to ease the C2G, the citizen-to-government process, and to make use of all the records available in each and every government-controlled entity. That could include, for example, schools and hospitals, etc. Mm-hmm. There are massive amount of records in each and every entity. And the reason was to have easy access to information anytime, anywhere, for decision makers to give them real-time information that can be vital sometimes in making decisions, and also to involve citizens more to propagate for their, on-town citizens could submit online contents like that reflects on their heritage and traditions. And that would attract attention for tourism or investment. And also, I think we have chosen Yemen because it's actually a very poor and underdeveloped country with a high rate of illiteracy and e-illiteracy for that matter. And we thought that if it worked here, this would make a good point for other countries to follow. And it really did. As I have told you before, that the project was the biggest of its kind, and it is a multi-Pan-Arab Web Awards winner.
Could you tell us a bit more about these awards?
We have won 4 awards, actually. 3 were for a website that we have done in Hadramaut for the e-government here. We have done for the, as you could say, there are three websites. One is for the president, and the other one was for Hadramaut Info, which was the main gate to the services here. The third one was for tourism, or for tourism, and that was for one of the cities here in Hadramaut. So for the e-government, we have won the best e-government website in the Arab region for 2008. And the fourth award was for our own website, the e-commerce e-commerce-ye.com, which is the company's official website.
That's just really terrific.
And also, the other company that I run, called Night Camel Trading Services, basically, it's the trading services company, and we offer three activities in this company. One is consultation for foreign investors who would like to come and invest in Yemen here. And also for East Africa, for that matter, sometimes. And also we consult for local businesses here in Yemen, from in market strategies and in foreign markets. The other thing we do is purchasing services, basically for businesses here in Yemen. And the third, we're doing direct, we have our own line of products that we're starting in about 2 months from now, which is introducing our own brand of engine oil that's UAE made engine oil, and the brand called Camel, and it will start in Yemen first, then as a second phase it could be introduced to Eastern Africa market.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So, how did you start these businesses? Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Well, we believe that the Yemeni market is still an early developed market for many products and services, especially IT related and consultation services. Certainly, e-commerce and the e-commerce field is the very very basic market here. And we thought that we could provide great services and products that could help others in terms of quality and cost, and also strengthen our position in other countries, such as the GCC and Africa. Yes. And for us here in e-commerce Yemen, we're moving now towards outsourcing for the GCC specifically, as we have established a strong international claim portfolio. We have, as I told you, because of these kind of projects that we have done here, and in my personal opinion, I think outsourcing at this stage is very very important, or is going to be very important for many companies because of the devastating effects of the financial crisis.
Oh, I see.
And I think companies, I think companies will concentrate on being better competitors by relying on, marketing materials, and that would include web presence, I think. And we are in a position to offer great quality services for less.
So those,
I think
you'd characterize some of those as some of the business opportunities in Yemen today for entrepreneurs.
I think Yemen is full of potential opportunities, especially in the country's infrastructure. In the infrastructure, Yemen is still very much underdeveloped, but it has great natural resources that aren't being used well. But I think that petroleum and LNG are well invested in, but there's tourism, fisheries, health industries, and ICT, power, mining, agriculture, water preservation, etc. All these are not have been invested in properly, and I think they have great potential in them.
Yes, it's often a matter of people just finding the opportunity, don't you think?
Yes.
So, for you, what do you think some of the high growth areas are, the high growth ones, being some of the best ones, immediate ones?
Yes, I think In my opinion, I would say that Hadramaut, Burgerstation, and Aden are perfect for investment. For Hadramaut, because it's a very bad province, it's the biggest in Yemen. It occupies about 29% of the land in Yemen itself. And that's over half a million square kilometers. And basically all wealth is there. I mean, and that makes it suitable for mining, for fisheries, for and other related products. I think it is a very well-known place also for its history of trading, and people descending from here, they live everywhere, especially in Southeast Asia and India and East Africa and the GCC. The other place is very famous, which is Aden, which is a strategic port and has been so for hundreds of years. And it was the main connecting point between three continents. That was Asia, Africa, and Europe. And it was a free zone. Now it is a free zone. And the people of Aden, I mean, they're very familiar with the English as a result of British ruling, 129 years of British ruling. So, and also there has been always mutual respect for other cultures and religions, being an open port and so, and it is home to different ethnicities. It is now a major cultural and tourism attraction, and it is, its natural resources are perfect for producing cement and glass. And now it has a new developed, industrial park as well.
Okay. I think you mentioned before that piracy was having an impact on Yemen?
Yes, indeed it does. I think, of course, as you know, because of piracy, insurance and cost of transportation is rising every day and with each attack. And I have read a few days ago that in the period between 92 and 2008, piracy was rising up. Was up by 200%. And I think losses are estimated between $1 billion and $16 billion, dollars. So Yemen is indeed suffering because piracy occurs near its traditional waters in two places or in two areas. One is in the Gulf of Aden and the other is in the southern entrance of the Red Sea. However, I think now it's been dealt with because there are over a dozen countries that have deployed their navies to the Gulf of Aden to counter piracy. And they're backed up by four UN resolutions in 2008 alone. So I think that has been dealt with properly.
Yes, I think so too.
But I think nevertheless, people are still scared, and insurance cost is very high. So what we are trying to do is establish new ways, getting stuff here and out from Yemen in a safe way.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Is there a Yemeni style of doing business, and what things do people need to consider to do business in Yemen?
I would say caution is recommended in dealing with the Yemeni market because laws change every now and then, and there is centralization to the capital, Sana'a, which makes business a difficult task. Starting a business makes it a difficult time. Mm-hmm. And also there's, financial institutions in Yemen are not very much up to date with their international counterparts. Mm-hmm. So I would advise investors to come, when they want to come to the country, They should come through someone who can tell you the advantages and disadvantages. And I would recommend, caution in dealing with government projects, per se. And I think they should concentrate more on either public-private partnership or only private, investment.
Okay, that's good advice. What do you think are the biggest challenges, or what have they been for you in setting up your businesses?
For me, I think coming up with an extraordinary product, whether they are service or tangible products, is the biggest challenge. Because, and I am not talking about uniqueness here. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about finding something special in each product or service that makes it appealing to people. That could be anything. That could be quality, price, after sales, presentation, promotion, etc. Many things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay. So what do you think the best thing is about being an entrepreneur in Yemen?
I think potential opportunities are the best thing here. Potential opportunities in Yemen are endless. I think in Yemen you could come up with a concept directed to fix a problem, mm-hmm. and it can be beneficial for a while. Such concept might seem impossible to be accepted in other places, not because of its nature, but because many others are offering the same or nearly the same solutions as you would do here. But in Yemen, being a virgin land in a big way, anything is possible here. And you can have freedom for your thoughts and for a bit longer.
So you can start small and get big.
Yes, absolutely. I think you could do that.
Great. So what's the best piece of advice you could provide to someone looking to do business in Yemen?
I do have an advice for people who are interested to sell and selling direct products to end customers. I think they should concentrate on customer services and after sales services, because I think they're almost non-existent here in Yemen. Companies here do not care much, for that, because in some industries in Yemen, competition is not a really big thing, and there are visible acts of monopoly going on here. And sometimes they are not, very invisible. They are very, well known. Like, for example, the government's monopoly over telecommunication industry and the internet service sector. Mm-hmm. So I think we should watch for that. If you are planning to invest here, I think you should have a local partner to handle all the legal aspects of the business. Come in as a foreigner and try to do everything, by your own, because you are going to lose too much. And even when you do so, consult a partner, or have a local partner do your legal stuff and facilitate everything for you. You should trust that partner, because we would have many, many people say before that we have trusted this firm or that firm, and they were not up to what they were said that before. For example, and their websites or so on. So I think you should test them first with very small tasks to determine their expertise and efficiency before you bring down the big stuff. And I do repeat, keyword here is caution. Yes. So be careful. Do not make a big entrance, make a very thorough entrance.
Yes, small step first.
Absolutely, yes.
Finally, so our listeners can learn more about your firm, can you provide some links to your websites and businesses?
Yes. We have for e-commerce Yemen, please log on to e-commerce-ye.com. Mm-hmm. You can learn more about the company. And for the other company, nightcamel.com, the website is, as I said, is nightcamel.com for nightcamel trading services. That's under construction now, but it will reopen at the end of this month. And we could have, I think, all the information needed, and ways to contact us, and we'll be very happy to assist you. I mean, whether in Yemen or other places in East Africa or the Middle East. So please let us know if there's anything we could help you with.
That's great. And just to let everyone know, I'll be providing those email links in text format in the podcast notes. And you can just refer to that.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so very much for that.
Thanks for your time, Ahmed.
Thank you so very much, Nick. And we hope to see you soon here in Canada.
That's great. That's it for episode 8 of the Asia Business Investor Podcast. Don't forget to visit our own website at asiabusinessinvestor.com, where we have a new magazine format in the website on business and business opportunities in Asia and the region. In the next episodes coming up, we're hoping to bring some more interviews with entrepreneurs from China and India on some of the many dynamic changes occurring in China and India at the moment. Till then, thanks for listening.